This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
A fourth federal circuit court judge has reversed his retirement plans, preventing President-elect Trump from naming his replacement. Fourth Circuit Court Judge James Wynn Jr. is the first appeals court judge to reverse plans to leave the bench in the wake of a presidential election. Judge Wynn, 70, wrote to President Joe Biden that he rescinded his January announcement that he would assume senior status, a form of semi-retirement where federal judges hear a reduced caseload and vacate their permanent seat on the court. Judge Wynn said, "I write to advise that after careful consideration, I have decided to continue in regular active service as a United States Circuit Judge for the Fourth Circuit." Wynn's decision to remain in active service is the culmination of a months-long drama over his seat on the bench. Republican senators loyal to Trump called Judge Wynn's decision a slap in the face to the U.S. Senate because they thought they held the seat for Trump to fill. They had previously stymied President Joe Biden's appointment of Judge Wynn's successor. As the sitting judge, Fourth Circuit Court Judge Wynn has every right to retain his seat. The reversal denies Trump the opportunity to name what would have been his fourth appointee to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The court has a roster of 15 active status judges, plus three who are on senior status. Wynn is the second federal judge to unretire in the wake of the 2024 election, after Judge Max Coburn Jr. for the Western District of North Carolina did the same in November. Wynn is not the first circuit judge to reverse a planned retirement, though. Judge Robert King, a Clinton appointee who serves with Wynn on the Fourth Circuit, also rescinded his plans to take senior status, as did Judge Michael Kahn. A college football bowl game is in limbo because of the NCAA player transfer portal. One of the teams has declined to participate due to losing a number of players to the transfer portal. Marshall was originally set to play Army in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana, December 28th. But now the Thundering Herd will not participate after more than 30 Herd players entered the player transfer portal after the departure of now former head coach Charles Huff. Marshall's head coach for four seasons, Coach Huff's contract was set to expire after the 2024 season, but with no indication for a contract extension, he left for a vacant head coaching position at Southern Mississippi. That led to the usual transfer portal exodus brought on by a coaching change, with 30-plus players vying to leave the team, meaning that the Marshall team could not field enough players to compete in the Independence Bowl. Marshall's withdrawal opens the door for a team with a losing season to play, though most student athletes at those schools are already home for the holidays. Cincinnati and Wisconsin would be the top two choices among 5 and 7 programs to replace Marshall in the Independence Bowl. In Montana, the number of influenza cases has increased sharply, and COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have nearly doubled. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services' latest case count is for the week ended December 7th. The number of weekly influenza cases recorded in Montana increased significantly from 45 to 84 influenza cases. So far, there have been 291 cases of flu confirmed in the state. No deaths have yet been recorded. COVID-19 cases also have increased from 184 cases to 289, a 57% increase. COVID-19 hospitalizations nearly doubled from November 30th to December 7th.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.